Jalisco, en fin.
It's important that migration is a really important factor and has been in the spreading of this culture. People coming and going, and you finding the culture appearing sort of in the areas from which a lot of people migrate from Mexico to the United States, like Michoacán y
Jalisco. Yo diría que la influencia de los cholos ha sido más fuerte en estos pueblos de Estados Unidos, de los jóvenes mexicanos en Estados Unidos, que los propios cholos de México. Ellos han tenido más influencia, la influencia de los jóvenes chicanos. Sobre esto, sobre la aparición y el movimiento juvenil de cholos en México.
The appearance of cholismo in Mexico has been really, really influenced by Chicano kids in the United States.
Y podemos encontrar incluso ahora grupos indígenas, jóvenes de grupos indígenas que también asumen el estilo cholo.
We're also now seeing groups of young people from with indigenous backgrounds who are becoming cholos also.
Y hay otra cosa importante que sobre todo en grupos que no son cholos, como serían las pandillas del Distrito Federal, que son un gran número, casi 2 millones de jóvenes bajo estas condiciones de mucha pobreza y organizados en barrios.
And we can also see in these groups.
Estos jóvenes de han retomado gran parte del graffiti y del tatuaje de los cholos.
There's a lot of similarity between the cholos and the youth gangs that you find in Mexico City. They've assumed some of the cultural forms of the cholos.
Y si ellos no son cholos, pero hay una influencia muy importante en lenguaje, tatuaje y graffiti.
But in the language, the tattooing and their graffiti, there's been important influences. He's saying that there's a lot of people that have had contact with this culture and that become cholos by fashion rather than really as a complete sort of identity or belong in the rural areas particularly.
Sí, yo estaría de acuerdo. Y hay muchas diferencias. Por ejemplo, en ciudades como Tijuana, en 1977.
In cities like Tijuana in like 1977.
Hablar de cholo era hablar de los jóvenes pobres de las colonias populares.
To say cholo was to talk about the young people of the
poor
colonies.
Era un fenómeno extraordinariamente masivo. Y también había una vertiente, efectivamente, de jóvenes delincuentes, adictos a las drogas, pero no todos los cholos. Y gran parte de ellos no eran delincuentes ni eran adictos a las drogas.
There were a lot of people who were delinquents and drug addicts, but in fact, most of the cholos are not delinquents or drug addicts.
Y hay varias diferencias con lo que sucede con los cholos en el norte, bueno, en los Estados Unidos, por ejemplo, donde hay un mayor consumo de drogas, donde sí hay mafias organizadas dentro de los barrios.
There's a big difference with the cholismo on the border and that you find in the U.S. cities, because in the U.S. cities you have a lot more influence of drug mafias and organized crime.
Y también hay otro tipo de consumo de drogas. Consumen drogas como cocaína, heroína, drogas que están
of other kinds of drugs, more
fuera del alcance
drugs.
Y del consumo de lo que es regularmente el consumo de drogas de los jóvenes en México, que principalmente siguen recurriendo a la cerveza, por ejemplo, en el norte.
The young people in Mexico are principally, when they party, they just drink beer.
En el interior, en el centro del país, es más problemático y más triste porque los jóvenes muy pobres recurren a los inhalables, recurren.
And in the center of the country, there's a problem with kids with inhaling, sniffing glue,
inhaling.
Y eso
daña fuertemente su salud.
Aerosol stuff.
La otra gran diferencia es el tipo de armas que utilizan.
Another big difference is the kind of weapons that are used.
Allá casi no utilizan las armas de fuego automáticas que tienen en los barrios de este lado, y eso le da una dimensión distinta a la relación con la muerte.
In Mexico, they don't use so much the powerful firearms that are used in the U.S. on the U.S. side.
Que cuando el joven no ve ni siquiera quién mata, se vuelve más fría la relación, no hay una relación cara a cara que puede mediar en una decisión de matar o no matar a una persona.
Es que, ¿se puede repetir?
Me refiero a que cuando allá, en la medida que usan principalmente piedras o palos o se pelean con las manos o cuchillos, el ver cara a cara a la persona te puede llevar a una decisión de no matarlo en último momento, lo cual sucede cuando tú disparas a ver quién sabe quién le toque.
In when you don't have like automatic weapons, I mean, if you're like fighting with someone, you're looking at them face to face, or fighting with fists or knives. But like in LA or wherever, if you have automatic weapons, you're just shooting someone without even looking at them. The relationship to death is very different. It's much more immediate, and it's not the same kind of like anonymous random violence that you find. Si los jóvenes indígenas que están poniendo cholos son los mismos que los pechucos. No,
son jóvenes que toman el estilo de los jóvenes de ahora.
Young people are adopting the style of the cholos of today. The pechucos are several decades.
Por ejemplo, actualmente hay jóvenes mixtecos en la ciudad de Tijuana que tienen sus propios barrios.
That have their own neighborhoods.
Y también podemos encontrar en otras partes de migrantes pertenecientes a ciertos grupos étnicos que adoptan el estilo.
You find groups of immigrants from different places and different backgrounds adopting this style. Está preguntando sobre graffiti y qué es la relación entre lo que ustedes perciben como arte y lo que es graffiti, o si ustedes tienen esa diferencia. O
bueno, la diferencia que hay entre el graffiti y el arte es de que el graffiti se hace en rayones simplemente, sin ninguna, se puede decir cualquier letra o lo que sea. Decía que el se puede hacer cualquier rayón y es graffiti, pero el arte, que al menos el que hago yo, puedo hacer arte con spray, que el arte lleva un mensaje, algo con un sentido, no simplemente rayar a lo loco.
Permíteme. He's saying that the graffiti, it's more or less whatever you scribble on, that's graffiti. To him, art is something with a message. But in asking the question, that's why I took the microphone, because this question has been occurring throughout these 5 days. What we see as graffiti here in the United States, someone interpreted the mural next door as graffiti, and they asked the artist, is this the type of graffiti that you all put on the subways? And there's a big difference between graffiti in public places here and over there. And especially, there does not occur any graffiti at random, like on walls where someone just like vandalizes. That is not the occurrence in the major urban areas in Mexico City that occur over here. But basically, did you understand his response? I just wanted to make that clarification, because how...
Right. I'm interested in the artistic implications.
Right.
You're answering from a social point of view, and I'm interested in the artistic.
Okay.
Okay. The form for the development of this type of art in the popular response to the relationship between the audience. That art is very immediate and transparent. It has an impact.
Yes.
Which
okay.
Fine art.
Okay. I'll ask him that question, and it's there, and I'll have him respond to you. ¿Quieres saber qué es el impacto de tu arte, ya sea en forma pues puedes hablar acerca del muralismo, ya sea cómo llega a influenciar a la gente, puedes hablar acerca del mural. Es lo que quiere saber el del mural de la Katrina. Quiere saber que cómo llega a impactar esto a la gente inmediatamente, como en Juárez.
¿Qué opina
o qué es lo que piensan ellos o cómo llegan ellos a reaccionar la
bueno,
gente?
Bueno, es triste que en nuestra ciudad no se nos tome en cuenta.
A lot of the times we're not recognized for our art.
Aquí al menos en este festival se nos ha reconocido como artistas, que es lo que somos.
At least here this week in the festival we have been recognized as artists.
En el lugar de donde nosotros somos no se nos toma como artistas, sino como gente que ensucia la ciudad con manchas.
Where we're from in Ciudad Juárez, most of the time what happens, we're looked on as people that just dirty up like walls.
Y tenemos también el gobierno en contra.
And presently the government is against us painting on public places.
Porque usamos el muralismo como para hacer protestas y decir cosas que no podemos decir abiertamente con palabras.
Because we use muralism as a form of protest and depicting issues that vocally we can't usually do within the system.
Iba a decir algo y se me olvidó.
Pero sí ha ocurrido, ya sea en ocasiones en que el gobierno sí les ha apoyado, ¿no?
También.
Pero con cambio de administración,
sí.
Cambia la onda.
Sí.
I asked him that there has existed times whether the government, the local government, has been in favor, but with change of government, then there's change of the way that their art is looked at, and he agreed.
Y otra cosa que hay es que normalmente los que hacemos cholo arte somos pobres.
For the most part, those of us who do cholo art we're poor people.
Y la gente rica no nos quiere y no acepta este tipo de arte.
And the wealthier people, they don't like us and don't accept this kind of art.
Hubo un tiempo donde hicimos un mural en la principal barda de Ciudad Juárez.
There was at one point we did a mural on one of the principal walls in the center of Juárez.
Y nos lo borraron porque hicimos algunas protestas en contra del gobierno, de la iglesia, y pusimos cholos, y como decía, la gente rica no quiere a los cholos.
And they erased it because we had done some demonstrations against the government. ¿Contra la iglesia? ¿También? Of the church. And they didn't like it.
El gobierno no lo borró porque el gobierno está con los que tienen dinero y les hizo caso a ellos.
The government erased it because the government is on the side of the people who have money.
En ocasiones nos ayuda, pero normalmente nos ataca.
Sometimes they help us, but usually they attack us.
Es como una persona, algo que tiene dos caras.
It's like a person or somebody who has two faces. Are there more questions from the audience? You can just ask him in Spanish, actually, also.
Bueno, pues son las dos cosas.
Las dos cosas,
porque
things.
Cuando lo estoy haciendo, cuando estoy trabajando, por decir así, en una feria, porque yo trabajo mucho en toda la feria del estado de Sonora, y parte también de, pues parte de, parte del sur. Like entonces yo me pongo a trabajar y me están viendo pintar, si me mandan pintar un hombre, hay una persona, fulano y sultán, pues yo lo pongo y esa pues ya está la venta, ya esa ya está, nomás la termino ya.
For instance, when I'm working in a fair, and he says he often works in fairs throughout the state, people will come up and he'll already have some stuff that's done that they can buy, but they will see something and they'll ask him to put a particular person's name on it. So he does a sort of mixture of custom stuff that people ask for and his own conceptions. Well, does anyone have any other questions to ask of the artists?
Estaba preguntando al doctor Valenzuela que si puede hablar un poquito más sobre el origen de la palabra chola.
Sí, ayer hablábamos sobre esto, del origen de cholo, que los jóvenes, sobre todo los jóvenes cholos, para tratar de dar una explicación, pensaban que cholo venía de chicano loco.
At one point, the young people, were, as an explanation of this word, were saying it came from Chicano Loco.
O de Cholo. O de Cholo. Por el espectáculo bajito, lento de los movimientos del Cholo.
Or of Cholo, como los carros bajitos, like low riders.
Espectáculo bajito.
Like show. A spectacle of low riders.
Ajá. Entonces, pero Cholo es una palabra bastante antigua.
But cholo is really a very ancient word.
Que seguramente proviene del náhuatl.
That surely comes from náhuatl.
Cholotl fue el hermano gemelo de Quetzalcóatl.
Cholotl was the twin brother of Quetzalcóatl.
Quien junto con Quetzalcóatl se robaron los huesos del Mictlán o del inframundo para formar al hombre.
Who together with Quetzalcóatl stole the bones of de quién?
Mictlán.
De Mictlán to create man.
Muertos. Entonces, en toda la región andina, Chile, Perú, Bolivia y Ecuador,
in the whole Andean region,
se usa el cholo, que significa indio aculturado.
Cholo means a culturated Indian.
También fue utilizado posteriormente como indio civilizado, como bien lo señaló Sleepy.
It was also used as indio civilizado, like Sleepy said, civilized Indian.
Y Fray Alonso de Molina, en un diccionario que publicó por allá durante la segunda mitad del siglo XVI.
In a dictionary the second half of the 16th century.
Por 1570 más o menos, define al cholo como esclavo.
Define cholo as a slave.
Como criado.
As a Entonces, servant.
Sin embargo, la palabra fue cambiando de sentido y llegó a Estados Unidos.
The term was kind of changing meanings and it arrived in the United States.
Llegó con la fiebre del oro.
With the gold rush.
Cuando hubo una migración fuerte de mineros chilenos y peruanos.
When a lot of Peruvian and Chilean miners moved north.
Pero también vinieron mineros mexicanos del norte de México, de las minas de Cananea, Sonora, de Chihuahua y de Sinaloa.
And also they came to the mines in Chihuahua and Sinaloa.
Yo creo que fueron estos mineros chilenos y peruanos quienes llamaron cholos a los mexicanos, que era un término peyorativo.
And they think that those Andean miners who came up referred to the Mexicans as cholos. It was a pejorative term.
Estos mineros también todavía vestían calzón de manta, esos calzones largos y sombrerito.
These miners were also wearing the peasant clothing, loose clothing.
Y quiso decir, para principios de siglo en Estados Unidos, cholo significaba lo mismo que chicano.
In the beginning of this century in the United States, cholo meant the same thing as chicano.
Que era persona de origen mexicano.
People of Mexican origin.
Moreno.
Darker skin.
Trabajadora.
Working people.
Y pobre.
And poor.
Y ese fue el sentido que prevaleció. Tenía un sentido peyorativo.
This was the meaning that it acquired and had a pejorative sense.
También del lado mexicano, la palabra cholo tenía un sentido peyorativo.
It also had a pejorative implication on the Mexican side.
Cholo era una persona de origen campesina.
Of a person of of country origin.
O de muy mal gusto para vestir.
Or with really bad taste in clothes.
Y llegamos hasta los años 60, donde se refuncionalizan las palabras cholo y chicano como formas, como palabras que denotaban procesos de resistencia cultural.
And this lasted until the 1970s when the terms Cholo and Chicano began to be reworked and reappropriated as terms of cultural resistance.
Eran los años donde el propio ambiente cultural, al igual que la población afroamericana, planteó Black is Beautiful, Chicano.
Contemporary with the, go ahead. With the Black is Beautiful movement.
También los chicanos utilizaron el chicanismo, se reinventan como nación y como una manera de utilizar símbolos de origen de origen mexicano y prehispánico como formas de plantear un proyecto de resistencia cultural.
Chicanos were also reinventing themselves as a cultural identity and beginning to use Mexican symbols
como formas de resistencia cultural.
As forms of cultural resistance.
En los barrios mexicanos y chicanos, con mucho menos información que lo que tenía el movimiento, sin embargo, los jóvenes también se asumen como cholo, que tenía también un sentido peyorativo.
In these barrios, the young people began to call themselves cholos.
Y lo plantean como cholo y qué, que es este reto del que hablábamos hace rato. El desafío,
cholo and that it became a resistance term. Is it short? We really have to stop now. Si las clases medias y altas en Juárez usan el término cholo como en un sentido pejorativo.
¿En un sentido qué?
Negativo. Negativo.
Media.
Medias y altas.
Sí, cholo es como lo peor. Cholo es como lo peor.
Yeah, they use like cholo, that would be like the worst. Well, thank you very much for coming. Please be sure to visit Anastasio, is over on the other side there, and Pee Wee's right here.
And also take advantage right now to remind you that there are a couple of museum shops that are selling a lot of the crafts that you're seeing produced here today. The main shop is kind of off back to your right. It's well marked. And if you're particularly interested in music, there's a small tent set up out on this side of the Museum of American History where you can purchase a whole range of music in cassette, CD, and I believe even record form. There might be a few. Also, call your attention to some other stages. The Metro Music Stage, which is kind of off in the same direction of the museum shop. The Dance Stage, which is kind of further back, and the main Music Stage, which is even further back and down the center of the mall. Okay. I guess that takes care of our, you know, sort of legal obligations, mentioning our sponsors and whatnot. Again, if you just walked up, we're going to be talking for the next 35-40 minutes about murals and lowriders. My name is Michael Stone. I live in Austin, Texas. I'm an anthropologist, and I have the privilege to be here, and in particular to be working with some of the gentlemen that are up here on stage with me. To my immediate right is Romy Frias, native and resident of El Paso, Texas, a lowrider. He's working right in the booth next door here. We're going to ask Romy to talk a little bit about, you know, more a fondo about what lowriding is all about. And next to him is Carlos Calle. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not even looking. Alonso Encina, is a resident of Ciudad Juarez. He works with a group of young people there called La Sociedad de la Esquina, the Society of the Corner, and that's their name up here on the wall. And we'll talk a little bit about what they do. And then finally, to my extreme right, Carlos Callejo, artist, muralist, community activist, organizer. I'm not sure exactly which title he subscribes to. But his work is nearing completion, I believe, right over here, a couple of doors down with the mural on the wall. Alonso and several of his compatriots are located right next door here, and you see just an astounding collection of graphic and other arts, you know, displayed right here next door, which I encourage you to go take a look at when we're done. Our theme today, again, is murals and lowriders. And I think maybe I'd like to start with Carlos and ask you to try and make something of that connection, just to get the conversation going here. By the way, is there anyone in the audience? ¿Hay alguien que no habla inglés? Okay. Everyone speaks English. I'm still going to have to do some translating, but that might make my job a little bit easier. Okay.
Oh, boy, this is a tough one for me because there's a difference. I mean, let's talk about the differences. It's a totally different art form, totally different media. So that means the totally different materials that you use. The imagery tends to be, for low riding, seems to be very exclusive because it goes on a vehicle. So it has to fit the shape of the vehicle. While murals, basically, they're big paintings on the wall, and basically you have to, that's the similarity, that you have to adapt, you have the physical reality of the structure itself. So your design has to be thus done in such a way where it doesn't either enhances the architect or it's combined. The similarities is just that they're two different, they're forms of expression. A lot of the imagery sometimes gets passed in the Chicano community. A lot of images are sort of passed down. It's almost like certain icons, religious symbols. For instance, La Virgen Guadalupe, a very predominant image that occurs over and over and over and over again. You see it in some of the lowriders, for instance, and you see it in a lot of the murals. So I guess those are the kind of the similarities. But
I think it might be good to give just a little bit of historical background and talk about, you know, where, you know, how muralism started, what were the social circumstances, and what the sort of, let's say, the artistic and the social lineages starting in Mexico and sort of moving north and, you know, into the contemporary period.
First, let me say that, you know, lowriding was happening way before the contemporary mural movement in the United States. When I speak about the contemporary mural movement, I speak about an art form that's very much Americana, because this is where it began in the United States. I would say the contemporary, meaning the movement that started out in the 60s. I guess because your Siqueiros Orozcos, your masters in Mexico, I guess could be contemporary because they've been during this century. But there's a difference. It basically began in your metropolitan cities. The Wall of Respect, I believe it's in Chicago or New York. These things. And you have to understand that, I guess around during that time, we were experiencing a lot of turmoil. Vietnam War was going on. There was a lot of issues of police brutality. In my particular community, those issues were very prevalent, along with not just the Vietnam War, but also the high death rate of Chicanos dying in Vietnam. That time we were 20% of the casualties and only represented about 6% of the population. So in any case, there was, you know, these discrepancies, these things. This is where we took our subject matter. So the mural movement is very much rooted into your political realities. But that doesn't mean that they were restricted to just that, because of course they're also a wonderful means of celebrating one's culture and one's tradition. So,
okay.
In a nutshell, that's
big nut. Before we go on, I just want to encourage people to, you know, feel free to interject questions. Are there any questions? We've sort of been throwing around a lot of terms and some history. Is there anything that we can clarify right now before we go on? Okay. All right. Alonso, yo quisiera poner la pregunta de que ¿cómo es que ustedes, así como jóvenes en Ciudad Juárez, tratando de buscar la forma de una expresión colectiva, cómo, según su punto de vista, cómo se relaciona la práctica del low riding y a nivel más global, digamos, la práctica del arte de ustedes? ¿Me explico? Sí. I'm basically posing the same question I posed to Carlos a few minutes ago.
Okay. Pues, o sea, el lowrider es el trabajo hecho en el carro, y todo eso, pero el pues sí, pienso que sí, porque hay lo que es el mural, nosotros trabajamos lo que son temas que uno siente, uno ve, y lo que se ve, lo que se mira. Uh-huh. Entonces el lowrider trabaja más el estilo, el dinero, el que tiene más dinero se hace un trabajo también de lowrider.
Okay. He's kind of making a socioeconomic distinction among other things. He's pointing out that although those who have a little bit more money obviously can focus their form of expression, on an automobile. I think that the suggestion he's making is that the themes are the same. The images and many of the ideas and the experiences behind them, are very much the same.
Ajá, y sí, pero sí hay cierta relación porque ahí he visto, he leído en ocasiones clubes, porque en lowriders son como clubs. También y no sé qué más proyecten en su club, ¿verdad? Aparte de lo que sea el dibujo en el carro.
Uh-huh.
Ajá.
Pero diría entonces que en el sentido de que es un grupo, es una congelación, digamos, de personas con ciertos intereses, en ese sentido también hay cierta ¿cómo decirlo? Que en cierto sentido los clubes de los riders y el movimiento suyo son similares en el sentido de que es un conjunto de personas que tienen la misma idea, la misma experiencia y todo eso. Okay, sorry for that. I'm trying to paraphrase what he's saying, and then I'll try to translate it. Apart from this sort of, the imagery, the sort of the aesthetic aspect of muralism and low riding, there's also the social and the political component, which is to say that in both cases, these represent collective kinds of activities that bring people together to work to express a sense of common identity and a common sense of pride. Please. Maybe we can hop across the border here for a minute. we've got a representative of one of, you know, I guess you told me the other day there might be about 20 really solidly established car clubs in El Paso at this time. I think I'll just let Romy Frias kind of give his perspective responding to the same question.
To kind of make an example or rather a similarity, show the similarity between the two, I'd have to say it's all part of an expression again. The muralists, where they'll use whether canvas or on walls, oftentimes express something within themselves. In that same manner, the artist or the automotive muralist, in this case, would he'll do the same thing, just on a different using a different canvas, so to speak. Also, a lot of the a main difference would be, I'd have to say, a lot of the murals by Carlos and Alonso are politically motivated, whereas the murals done by the automotive muralists are more towards the list from humorous to the extremely wild, bizarre, sometimes even macabre or horror. A lot of graveyard scenes sometimes. It's all something to catch an eye, to announce attention, to bring attention to the individual automobile.
But it's also the case, isn't it, that I mean, there are muralists. For instance, I never actually met him, but a lot of people talk to me about him. A fellow named Ray Davis in El Paso, who has both painted murals and apparently also, been quite involved in the whole sort of custom car scene and the lowriding scene. You may know him. I don't. I never had the chance to meet him. But isn't it true that there's a certain amount of crossover between the two mediums, and that people will use their artistic skills in both areas?
By all means, especially along the border where there are sometimes communication problems, like with myself, for instance, I don't speak as much Spanish as I really should. So we, as the artists, use pictures and symbols to convey meanings to each other that sometimes wouldn't get conveyed through the butchering of each other's language. I know my brothers here sometimes will speak to me in Spanish, and I'll respond to them with something totally off the wall. And the expressions on their faces will show me instantly that I totally missed it, totally missed the whole concept what they're telling me. But they, in the spirit of unity that exists between the two nations, especially particularly there on the border, the artists do get together, and that kind of communication gap, that barrier is overcome through the art. And Ray Davis is an excellent example of that. He's a real big promoter of custom vehicles. He does a lot of work extensively through the El Paso and the New Mexico area. And he's also instrumental in he's one of the first people that got me involved with muraling. So I am well acquainted with Ray Davis, and I'm happy to mention his name. He's a very big promoter, very, very, very well known among the lowriders.
I was going to ask another question, and it kind of slipped away. I've started listening to the cheerleading in the back, but why don't we pass the mic to our resident expert here?
No, I'm not a resident expert. I just have a question for Carlos, who is in El Paso in the mural movement, and Alonso, who's in Ciudad Juarez with the muralist movement, and Romy in El Paso with the lowrider. I want to ask them how is it that people, do people respect your work, or do you find people vandalizing your work? What are some of the reactions of people? Estoy preguntando, Alonso, de los tres, que cómo es que se llega a la gente a relacionar con el trabajo que desarrollan, ya sea si llegan a borrarles los murales o van y dicen, no, pues están haciendo buen trabajo. ¿Qué es la relación que tienen con la gente? Y les pregunto a los tres, ya sea qué es la relación que la gente tiene con ustedes al desarrollar su trabajo? Y es para los tres la
pregunta. Bueno, por la parte de la relación, sí, de la comunidad con los trabajos que nos borran, sí se ha visto, allá en Juárez nos borraron un mural, ¿verdad?
There has occurred where there've been murals that have been painted over in Ciudad Juárez.
Quizá por su lema, pero la comunidad lo se sintió mal, opinó porque lo borraron, se preguntaba y todo.
Perhaps this one time, ¿te estás refiriendo a este mural?
Sí,
he's
mural.
Referring to this mural. Perhaps the reason that it was painted over because of its political intonations, and people really reacted against having the mural painted over. In other words, people were in favor of having the mural up there.
Sí, ese mural lo borraron inclusive de noche, o sea, era muy polémico, y pero nada más hablaba pues lo que uno ve, lo que uno siente,
this mural
lo
was
que vive uno,
was painted overnight without anyone taking notice overnight, and basically what the mural depicted was the reality, day-to-day life, and just social conditions within Juárez.
Sí, sí, o sea, de Sociedad de la Esquina, o sea, era un programa que no estaba, o sea, era muy libre de su manera de pensar lo que respecta a religión y partido.
Sociedad de la Esquina, which was who developed the effort in painting the mural, is a group that was non-affiliated with any party. It was just a very progressive sort of thinking group of artists.
Sí, ese programa nació hace como 2 años y medio, pero ahorita ya no está. Estamos incomunicados porque lo quitaron el programa cuando hubo cambio de gobierno, que fue hace como 8 meses, para un año.
We were in existence for 2.5 years, that is the Sociedad de la Esquina, but due to a turnover in the political administration locally, and having our mural painted over, we don't exist anymore.
Entonces, en ese tiempo que antes que lo quitaran, pues cuando borraron ese mural, pues la gente, como ya se había dado cuenta, se estaba dando cuenta de los resultados que tenía el programa. Este programa manejaba alrededor de 63 a 70 barrios, o sea, hablo de como chavos van de diferentes colonias, y los resultados pues se estaban viendo en el periódico, en la televisión, los proyectos que hacíamos y todo, deportivos, culturales, también creativos, ¿verdad?
Our group was clamped down on because of the effectiveness that we were having in organizing youth, at least from 63 of the neighborhoods that are in Ciudad Juárez, and our activities included sports and social events, and we were very effective in bringing all this youth together and impacting them. So maybe that was a result of why they painted over our murals and basically stopped our movement of trying to better the youth and their lives are in Ciudad Juárez. So maybe Romy can answer.
Yeah, I would just comment that, this is, I think what this shows is the fundamental nature of the question of identity here. The idea that the owner of a wall, be they a government agency or a corporation, can just sort of come along and symbolically wipe out, the signification of the identity of a large group of people who are organized to give expression to their, daily experience and to put forth some sort of positive representation, of who they are, of how they see themselves.
I'd have to say, right away, the one thing about this question about whether our artwork is respected on the lowriders,
right away brings to mind, well, is the lowrider as much a target, or is it as susceptible to vandalism as, say, the mural on a wall or other, unlike on a building? Keeping in mind that a lot of these lowriders are daily driven and are used a lot of times, they may not be as much a target, but are a target. And try as they must, vandals and gang members, they get at us a couple times. Usually they want to break out windows or key marks are another favorite. But the nature of the car clubs, by very nature, they can't really do anything to hurt us through that way, in that manner. We express an intense unity. The streets don't necessarily belong to one club, rather to all of us to share with all of our brothers, whether they be from across the border in Mexico or from other clubs throughout the Southwest. So therefore, we are readily available to repair any damages that are incurred, as well as through cruising around through the very high profile. A lot of the older guys, especially the older clubs, are looked up to by a lot of the youngers, by the younger the kids in high school and in the junior highs. So a lot of the vandals and a lot of the bad elements, we usually will tend to leave the lowriders alone. In that way, we're able to pull a lot of the youth away out of the grasp of say the gangs and the drug dealers, because of the, you know, the respect that is given to the, especially the, particularly the older members of the older clubs. We can use that. We can turn around and use that to, in a more positive way, and channel the youth into a different direction.
So, on the one hand, you seem to be talking about the kind of the individual response of a small individual or a small group of people who, for whatever reason, you know, are envious or, you know, want to undermine the activity of a car club. On the other hand, it's also the case that, you know, at the, let's say, the level of local government, law enforcement and whatnot, there's another sort of more, let's say, a structural element that's kind of built into the system. What goes on?